Today.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks.
Yeah, the internet, I don't know if you know this, folks, the internet is a sordid place. It can be very disturbing. Luckily, we don't have to delve in there ourselves. We have BX to do it for us. BX can be found on X at BX underscore on underscore X. She's on Rumble at BX on Rumble, on Twitch at BX Streams, and you can go to YouTube and search BX Investigates, and there you can find the first three parts of her multi-part documentary laying out the investigation she's done onto some of the satanic pedophile terrorist rings operating pretty much out in the open, right? I mean,
They're not hiding.
I was going to ask, do they try to hide themselves, or is this all just, you know, you could find it if you just go out and look?
You can find it if you go out and look and you know where to look. Okay. That, you know, how we found this was from the Kyle Spitz stuff. We knew that they existed before, but then once that Kyle Spitz, that video you played at the beginning, with the viral one where the stepdad shoots him in the ear.
Oh my God, yeah.
When we found out that that was linked to 764, that's when the whole, basically the landscape opened up to us, because we were able to find like all of his friends and all of his networks and his Telegram channels. And so that's when things really, really opened up. But they're definitely not hiding. Now, when you start talking about them and making, and like on, in this kind of capacity, yeah, they get a little mad. They get angry. They get a little stabby, and they start to threaten to kill you a lot. So they don't like, they don't like the publicity we're giving them, which just, you know, means we should keep it up, because people need to go away.
And, but it's not sort of your old school, like, secret society where you have to, like, become a member and take an oath and then they reveal to you. It's all just like they publish it.
The majority of them are young. Some of them as young as 13 years old, I've seen, you know, and then there's also adults in the room. There's been adults as old as 47 connected to this ring. So it's all age groups, but a lot of them are literally just kids trying to be edgy. Mm-hmm. So in that way, yeah, they, of course, they're stupid, and they boast about it online, and they want to be seen, and they want to be seen as these big, edgy, spooky figures. And so, yeah, they're all out there.
Man, it really is disturbing. And one of the most disturbing things that I saw in your research was that there was a woman who was in the federal government trying to investigate this. And was she stopped from investigating this, or she basically disappeared? Like, she was there. She was trying to get the word out about the danger of these organizations and what they're up to. And then she just vanished largely.
Yeah. So that, you're talking about Jade Parker.
Jade Parker, right.
That's the very first video in my series, kind of talks about how I found this whole thing, which was by, like I said, looking into the incel community. And then I found out that there was another woman who was also looking into the exact same things that I was. And her name was Jade Parker. And she had been trying to sound the alarm bells about accelerationism and how that's our number one terror threat. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but I later found out that this was a she worked for JSOC. So she was a military intelligence analyst.
Wow.
And she was she had done a lot of work, cyber warfare against ISIS kind of stuff. So she was, she knew what she was talking about. She's a very smart lady. And she had identified this accelerationist threat, identified all of the driving forces behind it, and tried to escalate it to intelligence agencies and to, you know, law enforcement authorities to say, this is really important. We need to get information out on this. So at that point, I guess, like all of her other little colleagues in the countering violent extremism communities, right, which are, it's a collection of people who are both federal government and like NGOs and stuff, right? They kind of took that and spun it as right-wing extremism. Mm. And I got the feeling from Jade Parker that she didn't really like that, because this isn't right-wing extremism. This is something else. This could be used by the left. It can be used by the right. And it's most frequently used by like this third position, right?
Right.
And so she was kind of pushing back and saying, no, this isn't an ideology. This isn't just something that white supremacists do. This is a set of tactics that could be used not just by, you know, white supremacists in America, but by our foreign foreign enemies, right? Our foreign enemies and foreign governments could also be using tactics of accelerationism to attack us. And so this is very important stuff, national security level stuff.
Yeah. And it kind of it sounds like almost a corollary to like the Cloward-Piven strategy of, you know, just put too much burden on the government, collapse the system to convince people that this old system with capitalism and
exactly,
you know, free and rights, that wasn't sustainable, that collapsed. So now we have to have something new.
Exactly.
So this really is it's a set of tactics that's used across ideologies. And but then she was so what happened to her? She tried to bring this forward. She tried to tell people about this. And, you know, obviously their strategy is to associate this with what they keep referring to as MAGA extremism. And basically the implication is like, if you vote for Trump, you therefore are one of these terrorists, which is totally irresponsible, obviously, for the authorities in our government to be purporting that type of rhetoric. But so what happened to this woman who was trying to actually identify what the real threat was of accelerationism?
Well, she had what I would call, I guess. So first of all, I would say that her colleagues basically kind of stole her work. And then tried to reframe it. And when she pushed back on that, it seemed to me like what happened is they kind of ganged up on her and then basically gaslit her and told her she was crazy and told everybody else she was crazy and no one should listen to her, and harassed her until she eventually had to basically flee the scene. And basically she got harassed out of her own body of work, which, of course, I'm not coming from a place of being a counter violent extremism expert. But to me, like, the things she was saying were like, yes, this is exactly what is happening. This is exactly what I've been seeing. And since making that video, I've had tons of people comment and say, this makes so much sense. Like, what she's saying actually makes so much sense. And it just like ties everything together that we've been seeing. So I think that intuitively what she's saying made sense to me, which is why I do think that she was basically ousted, because she wasn't going along with that same kind of framework that they wanted her to go along with.
See, but that just, you know, the obvious conclusion for me is like, okay, these people know what's going on and are engaged in a cover up of it. I mean, if you're, you know, driving out and ostracizing the person covering this, I mean, you either want this to continue or maybe you're in on it and have some ulterior motive, which is very concerning. That's our federal government doing that. I mean, do you think it's purely political? They're just so obsessed with like getting MAGA people that they're willing to allow this terrorism to go on unabated, or are they involved in this and helping to cover up?
So, you know, I think that, you know, I'm sure it's a mixed bag, because this is a huge community of different varied people, right? From people all the way from like Department of Homeland Security all the way to, NGOs and people who run like nonprofit anti-hate orgs and stuff, right? But as far as like Jade goes, or Jade's colleagues go, I think a lot of them really are just kind of blinded by bias. Right. I think they believe what they're pushing out there, and they don't want to believe that it's not all right-wing extremism. They don't. It's almost like it's a cognitive dissonance, right, where they don't want to admit that they could be wrong about it. That's just my perspective. And I tend to be a lot more generous than some, right?
You're more generous than me. Yeah, I'm a little bit more suspicious about the feds.
I'm sure there are those people who are doing it for totally political reasons, for sure. But I think that a lot of her colleagues are really just these types of people who believe so strongly that what they're doing is like, you know, the right thing for the country, that they ignore the facts that are right in front of them, even when they completely contradict what they're saying and you know, pose a big risk. Like, if we just ignore this, what's going to happen? We're going to keep having mass shootings. We're going to keep having division. We're going to keep having these child abuse networks pop up. And it's so much deeper than I think even her colleagues realized.
Wow. And of course, we know, because we've reported on it many times over the last couple of years, the way that the FBI is dedicating just endless resources, and the DHS, they're all just dedicating endless resources to combating right-wing extremism, to the point that they're like shutting down entire divisions who are going after pedophiles online. They're like, no, you don't do that anymore. Now you're going after the domestic extremist, even though, you know, they don't really exist to the degree that we say. It's crazy, folks, and it only gets crazier. We'll be back on the other side with BX to talk about the group 764 that's sort of at the heart of all of this. It's an international group. It seems like it's centered here in America, and this is where most of their activity is taking place. So stay with us. BX on YouTube at BX.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, this is our final segment with my guest in studio, BX. BX is her name. I always repeat this over and over because no matter how many times I say it, I'll still have people on Twitter going, "Who was that again?" I'll tell you one more time. Write it down, folks. BX _on_X is her X account name. You can follow her on Rumble BX on Rumble, Twitch, BX Streams, and on YouTube, you can search BX Investigates, and you can find her series there and her ongoing multi-part documentary. And I have friends that are big fans of you, and they're texting me here, and I asked them if they had any questions, and he gave me a really good one. He said, what do you say to the listeners that are tuned in right now that do think collapse is inevitable and go, yeah, accelerationism, this sounds like a good plan. We're never saving this. Let's do it. I mean, what do you say to the ideology of accelerationism?
Yeah, I strongly disagree. We could have a talk about that from a different perspective. There's lots of different types of accelerationism, right? There's like the Nick Land type of accelerationism. There's the E accelerationist movement. But this type of accelerationism is what more specifically we call militant accelerationism. It's a violent form of uprising. And it's it basically advocates for indiscriminate violence against minorities or children, just in anything that will hurt our country, right? And so obviously I think that hopefully all of your listeners can agree that violent extremism against innocent people is wrong.
I would hope so.
That's what these guys are after. I don't really want to get into the other stuff, which I still fundamentally disagree with. I think we can still fix our country. I'm not a collapsitarian of any sort.
Never heard that. That's good.
But specifically these people, we need to be rallying against their ideology, because their idea is to hurt people to get their way, and right. That's not what America's about.
And it's also just a dumb plan. Like, you know, you just think yeah. about the shooter in New Zealand. I mean, he had that whole whatever, you know, essay that he wrote where his whole thing was like, oh, this is going to wake people up and this is going to, and it's like, okay, what happened? Greater gun control. Everything that you thought you were fighting against got worse. Like, you're dumb. You're dumb if you think this is going to be successful at all in any way ever. You're only giving power to the people that you think you're fighting against. So it's just a stupid tactic in general, right?
I mean, say that because, like, so I've had the privilege of talking to some of these violent extremists, like, cordially, and just because I want to get into their heads and be like, so what do you want to do after collapse? It's like, step one, collapse. Step three, woohoo, a profit. What's step two, right?
Yeah.
Because if you have, like, eco-fascists and neo-Nazis and these anarchists, right? And all these different people who are vying for, they want to install their fascist regime in the smoldering ashes of the West. Is it just going to be like a Mad Max Thunderdome fight between various fascist regimes? Like, who's going to win? And, like, what are you going to do after the collapse? It's, like, something they can't answer. They don't know.
So it's sort of a utopian vision, right? It's just like, oh, no, trust us. It'll all be great as soon as the collapse comes. That's totally wild. So tell us about this group 764, because we mentioned it a few times, but give people some context here. It's, you know, a lot of what we've talked about already is centered around this group. But is this, like, the main group? Is it the biggest group? Is it a— what is 764?
So 764 is it's just one subgroup of a network of groups connected to a much larger online cyber criminal community known as Calm. So Calm is like just a big network of cyber criminals that do everything from hacking, swatting. We talked about, like, so these are the guys who are swatting Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tim Pool and stuff, right? These people who are connected to this group of extortionists. There's people who do extortion. There's people who do child abuse and pedophiles. There's animal abuse aspects of this. Pretty much everything you can imagine happening on the dark web can somehow be connected to this group in some way or another. So this group has spawned some really nasty, I guess you would call them, like, subgroups or splinter factions, right? And one of those is the 764 Child Predator Network. It goes by a lot of names, so there's more than one group in this network. There's other ones like, there's one called CVLT, Harm Nation, Leak Society. So there's a bunch of different names, but we call it 764 because what I just said is kind of a mouthful and it's hard to explain to people.
Right.
So we call it the 764 Network, which really specifically refers to a group of people who are trying to prey on kids, groom them, sexually exploit them, and extort them into producing more and more and more harmful content and to become abusers themselves.
That's so creepy. And again, is it are they just getting their kicks for this? I mean, is this just fun for them? It's like a game they're playing?
So I've read a lot of criminal complaints because there's been at least a dozen arrests in this group so far. A lot of them, I've noticed a pattern of them having messages to their victims that just where they say, why are you doing this to me? And they'll just say, because I want to, because I get satisfaction out of it. Right. So there is a lot of these people are just really, really, really sick. There was a criminal complaint I just read, I think, the other day, which was the first one I had actually read that gave such a clear picture of what they're doing to these kids. It's a really good example. It's really, really disturbing. But there was a guy who was arrested. He went by the name Reaper. He owned a Discord server called Purgatory, where he would, exploit kids. He was 26, so he was an adult. He met his, 13 or 14-year-old victim on Instagram. And, the first thing he did was kind of groom her and get her to send him explicit photos. And then after that, he started demanding more things from her and holding those photos over her head, right? Like, it's called sextortion.
Right.
I'm going to send this to your parents, your friends, everyone at your school if you don't continue to give me more stuff. And so his demands, then what they do is they find where these kids live and they say, I'm going to come murder your whole family, or I'm going to SWAT you. I'm going to call social services on you. And the things he was asking of her were the biggest thing we see this group do is having victims cut their bodies in various satanic symbols or with their abuser's name, mark themselves with their abuser's name. So we see kids cut themselves on camera for these people, kill their pets, do increasingly disturbing stuff all the way up to committing suicide on camera.
Oh, my God. It's completely crazy. And I, it's not like we want to bring you this information, but like, you got to know, and you got to be aware of this, especially for parents. So for people that are hearing this, I mean, obviously the instruction's always the same, right? It's like, monitor your kids on the internet. For the love of God, people, do not give your kids unfettered access to the internet. I mean, it's insane to me that people will do this. I mean, they'll just give their 4-year-old kid an iPad and just go have fun. And it's like, you have no idea what they're being introduced to. So other than just like, watching what your kids are doing is as a bare minimum. I mean, what else can people do about this?
You know, I say this all the time. I was a firearms instructor for a really long time. And, I'd always get those people who go, why do I need to teach my kids about gun safety? Because we don't have guns here, right? But your house isn't the only place your kid could encounter a gun.
Right.
Kid could encounter a gun anywhere. And they need to know what to do in that situation, right? Which in the case of kids, it's not like, check if it's clear. It's, it's leave the area, call an adult, right? Stop, don't touch, leave the area, call an adult. So that kind of stuff we teach our kids from a very early age, even before they're old enough to handle a gun.
Right.
And in this case, it's the same thing. We need to be talking to our kids about these dangers online at an age appropriate level. Like I always say, I always kind of joke about it. This is kind of funny, but I took it too far with my kid because she knows mommy takes down bad guys online. Right. But I think that I took it too far. And now instead of being scared of monsters, she's like, are there bad guys under my bed? And
no,
I took it too far. So yeah. Maybe don't scare your kids to the point that I did. Right. Because she's only 7. She doesn't, she doesn't need to know all of the specifics, but to her, the first thing I said was people don't always look like bad guys. I've showed her pictures of some of these people and she'll say, he doesn't look like a bad guy. It's the first thing she says. And it's the lesson here is that anyone can be a bad guy. They can look like anyone. Then as they get older, right, then you really do need to start talking to them about the grooming methods they use and talking to them honestly and bluntly about what these people are trying to do so that they can watch out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the kids, or I'd say almost all of the kids have in common, it's not that their parents aren't around. I've had some situations where their parents are great. They have 3 well-adjusted kids, but one of them just got into a little funk and went on to some weird online community and just hid all of it from their parents. So, but I think what all of them do have in common is that they didn't know. They didn't know what these people do and how they operate. So the more we can teach our kids as they get to the age of 13, 14, they're old enough to, hear about some of these awful things and know that these people are not their friends, because when they're grooming them, they're really trying to, oh, nobody understands you. Your parents don't understand you. Friends, oh, you're so isolated, but I love you and I'll validate you, right? They love
classic
cult
programming.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you need to teach your kids to look out for stuff like that and show them the ugly truth about what that can lead to.
Yeah, and let them know that it's never too late to reverse course. Wow. Incredible stuff. I wish we had longer to talk about this. You got to follow my guest BX on X at BX underscore on underscore X on Rumble at BX on Rumble. Twitch is BX Streams, and you can watch her multi-part documentary series on YouTube. Just search BX Investigates. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you stay safe and sane doing the research that you do in the future.
It's a struggle. I do art also, if you wanted to go check out my artwork.
Follow her on X.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.